Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He will be on the call Saturday night. Canes and Gators, Crowder's Florida Gators, Hard Rock Stadium. You will hear it all here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Pregame begins at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Get you ready for a big one. So, Joe, I've talked to a bunch of people this week, and I keep saying the same thing, which is, are you surprised the Canes have looked as good through three games as they have? I think we all expected them to be good. I think they look another level good. I'm wondering if this is beyond what you had expected.
I think so, because Carson Beck has played so efficiently. I think there are a lot of questions about wide receiver, and not only have those guys excelled, they've looked really strong when they catch the football. They look like polished wide receivers. And Hawk, I think, you know, we kind of look at the areas that we thought Miami needed to improve in, and we think about wide receiver and the secondary, and those areas have improved. I think that what was overlooked is Miami also got better from within. Reuben Bain and Mezidor have taken their game.
Crowder, anytime someone mentions Reuben Bain, Crowder just gets a big old smile on his face. He loves Reuben Bain.
Yeah. He can play football, Joe.
He just moves people out of the way, and he's made, in two of the three games, he's made a pivotal play, right? He got the interception against Notre Dame. He got a fourth down stop against USF. He's the leading tackler as a defensive end. And usually the leading tackler is a middle linebacker or a safety, right? And he's just been dominating. So I think that's an area where Miami has gotten a lot better, and people just kind of took it for granted that, oh, that's, you know, defensive line is fine, it's good. No, you need to be great, and so far they've been great, Mezidor and Bain, and I think that's helped the inside guys as well.
And, Joe, South Florida was running zones to the right because they didn't want to run at Bain, which is into the boundary, a zone play just to stay away from number four. I love watching him play football. Is there any concern? I might be asking you this, Joe, to make me feel better about my Gators as well. What can the Canes be concerned with when going into this game against the Gators?
I think there are a lot of things, Shane, to be honest with you. One, I think – you know, a sidebar would be, if the Gators had to do it all over again, I don't think they would play Long Island. They learned nothing about themselves in that game, and they got a false sense of security. You and Hawk would have given them a better game. That being said, because the following, you know, in the Long Island game, there are no penalties. All of a sudden, in the South Florida game, they got two touchdowns taken off the board. And so what's really plagued them is not the physical. What's plagued them has been self-inflicted wounds, and Miami can't play into that. If I'm Miami on defense, I'm saying, okay, DJ Lagway, you got to go 80 yards. You know, you got to go 80 yards, and you guys cannot do that. You can't stay on this field for 10 plays without shooting yourself in the foot, without shooting all your toes off. So Miami's got to play the game of don't be the team that beats themselves. Florida, what I would be concerned about if I'm Miami is, can Billy Napier galvanize them? Does that happen during the game? Because they played really hard against LSU. And I just think if you keep playing hard, you give yourself a chance to win. Hell, LSU couldn't move the ball on them for the most part. They had 10 first downs and 316 total yards, 96 on the ground. That should be good enough to win. But they've given up the penalties and touchdowns coming off the board. It killed them. Plus, the Lagway interceptions, five interceptions, four of those, Channing, were on third down. Those are money downs where you've got to be really good.
Hey, Joe, I know we're enamored with Carson Beck, the weapons, and for good reason. So I'm not trying to take away anything from them. But I'm watching this game the other day against USF, and I'm looking at Mark Fletcher, and in my mind, I'm saying, man, this guy, like, I'm getting shades of Edrin, Willis McGahee, and I'm not saying that they're similar. I'm just saying, like, that's the type of imposing player he felt the other day against USF. Do you get that vibe? Like, he's going to go down at the end of this season as one of the best running backs to come out of the U when it's all said and done, if he's able to get to the next level?
I sure as hell hope so, Solana.
Solana, you put him with Edge and CP in them already?
I'm not saying.
I put it to this way, Solana. Channing would understand this. Fletcher went to American Heritage. They had Sonny Michel there a couple of years ago. He decided he wasn't going to Miami. He was going to Georgia. And so that's the kind of running back that Miami has not hit on the last couple of years. Now, Fletcher stayed home. He is a powerful, bruising runner. He's a better person than he is player. He's a great kid. So you root for a guy like this to have a wonderful career. But he gets yards after contact. He can catch the football. And he's going to be a big part of this game on Saturday. Miami's got to get over 100 yards running against the Gators. And the Gators are going to swarm to him, much like Miami has to swarm to Jaden Ball. I don't think there's a big difference in the talent level between the two teams. But to answer your question, I am hopeful that Fletcher becomes one of those all-time great running backs.
Are you going to be on campus for game day Saturday, Joe? Kids can start lining up at 5 a.m. I would imagine you can jump the line. Will you be there?
No, I will not, Hawk. No, I'll be watching on my couch. Thank you very much.
You? No, no. I'm driving down at 5 a.m. to get in line with a bunch of college students.
I got to call a game. Now, you think I'm going to go there at 5 a.m.?
I was just curious, back in your college days, if you would have lined up at 5 a.m. to go to game day.
No, I would not.
Yeah, neither would I.
No.
It is cool, though. What's the vibe? Because you're on campus all the time, and you're around Mario all the time. Is there a vibe that he's, I don't know, exuding now that makes you feel like this is the culmination of the plan? Like, the plan has come together. We're all watching it, and he knows it, and the organization knows it, and the coaches know it, and the team knows it, and they're just marching forward to get to that promised land, depending on what Hurricanes fans consider to be the promised land, whether it's an ACC championship, whether it's college football playoffs, whether it's a national championship. Is that vibe there, or are they still just grinding week by week?
Well, that's kind of – I think you had, like, two different questions in there. The vibe on campus is bursting with energy. There's a lot of energy on campus. Kids are excited. They're thrilled to have game day. They're making all kinds of plans for game day. And when they had it there in 2017, it was an awesome experience. And that's what they think they're going to have this Saturday. The vibe with Mario is, I think, yes, he is more comfortable with this team because he has the kind of players that are like-minded, that are like him. And you use the word grinding. And, yes, he wants to grind through it. If there's a player that's injured right now or not feeling 100% after a couple of weeks, he wants them to grind through it because this is such a big game. And you know what? You can rest next week, but it's all hands on deck this week. And I think he has done a good job of finding like-minded players with the toughness that he is displaying. And the other thing that I think he has found is when you go into this transfer portal, sometimes you get players and that they make it feel like they're doing you a favor being on your team. And I think they had some of those guys in the past. You know, you should be thankful we're here at Miami. Now he's got guys on the team that are grateful that they're part of the University of Miami, that understand the history and tradition of it, and want to live up to it. And I didn't think that's made a big difference on this roster.
And, Joe, the Carson Beck thing, and like you're saying, the transfer portal stuff, so bringing in Carson Beck, I'm looking at his stats right now. He's played in 41 games. He started 30 games. He's 27-3 as a starter. Like, he has two national championship rings. Have you learned anything about Carson Beck that we didn't already know? Because I watched him at Georgia a bunch. I know he can throw the ball. Did you learn anything about Carson Beck being this close to the, you know, to the university and now being around Carson?
Well, he's a Harry Potter fan, which is kind of funny.
I didn't expect that.
Like
no.
A little Frodo.
That's like every now and then Joe gives us a little bit of info. Remember it was was it Wooga Poplar that?
He didn't want the steak. He went over and he got like
Cinnabon.
Cinnabon.
Yeah, I love these little Cinnabon factoids. So Carson Beck is a Harry Potter fan.
But what school specifically, Joe? Do you know? Like, is he a Team Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin?
Tucker Dukes.
It's tattooed on his arm, but I don't quite remember which one it is. Hmm. Yeah, but he's got a tattoo of Harry Potter characters or Harry Potter.
Which is your favorite, which is your favorite Harry Potter character?
Oh, well, listen, Hawk, my daughter was right in her wheelhouse when she was growing up. So I kind of liked Ron, and I read every single one of those books.
There's a Harry Potter guy named Ron?
Yeah, Ron Weasley.
I've never seen the movie or read one of the books.
Yeah, Ron Weasley.
Oh, I read them all. Oh. Not only did I read them all, I read them out loud. Try that.
So there's guys like Gryffindor, and then there's some guy waltzing around named Ron?
Yeah, they got all kinds. I mean, Harry. I mean, the main character's name is Harry.
Oh, that's my best impersonation, by the way. Would you like to hear it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of what, Harry?
Yeah. Harry Potter!
Try reading him out loud.
Did you read it like that?
500 pages.
Harry Potter!
I would try to skip pages on my daughter, and she would say, Dad, you skipped. I'm like, oh, damn.
My favorite character was Leroy.
Was there a Leroy in there?
Leroy Gryffindorf.
Believe he's talking about Sanford and something.
But to answer your question, Channing, to answer your question about Beck, is I don't think he had enough credit for his competitiveness, his decisiveness, and his leadership. And also, at 6'5", what did Mad Dog, Jim Mandy just say, he likes his quarterbacks tall and can eat steak. That's Carson Beck. He's going to be an NFL player. He's 6'5". He sees over the defense. He understands football, and he throws a damn good ball.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, you did a fantastic job on the calls with DVJ last week. You did a little collab with Pina Colada. I mean, that was good stuff last week, Joe.
Really? You're giving us a passing grade for that?
Yeah, Pina Colada I thought was very good.
Okay, the bar was set low. That's
Do you have
I'm
that?
Glad.
You have that? Here's what they did, the Pina Colada song, and Joe joined in for the second verse.
Yes, I like Pina Coladas and getting caught in the rain. And I'm not much into health food, but I am into champagne.
I've got to meet you tomorrow by noon and cut through all this red tape. A bar called O'Malley's is our escape.
I mean, you nailed the landing.
That was more like reading a poem.
Well, it didn't sound...
wasn't like singing.
Right. It was more matter of fact. It was almost the way like an attorney would deliver that during closing arguments in court.
You know, I've been in this business maybe a year or two longer than you, Hawk. And one of the first things they taught me was don't sing on the radio.
Well, you followed that advice last week perfectly. We'll have more for DBJ tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to give him. We're going to Tucker Duke's for lunch tomorrow, Joe. Me and Crowder and Aronde and Twan Russell and Josh Appel and Solana and Jimmy. We're going to get Hockman Burgers. You've seen this Hockman Burger?
I've heard you speak about it.
You want to meet us? Like, you're busy tomorrow? You want to meet us at Tucker Duke's?
Well, I don't know. I'll see if I can fit it in. I'm a little jammed up 2 days before the game, but what's on a Hockman burger?
So it's, I'm glad you asked. It's a half pound burger with Fritos, chili, sour cream, shredded cheddar, and raw onion.
Who came up with that?
I mean, you say it almost derisively there, Joe.
Was that your idea?
It's a Frito pie. This is big in Texas, a Frito pie, where people actually bring the bag of Fritos to, say, the food truck, and they put taco meat in there or chili and then sour cream and shredded cheddar, and they eat it right out of the Frito bag.
I would say that I would skip that. I might like more.
You realize this is a paying. You realize this is a paying sponsor, Joe.
I would skip that.
I do. I understand they have a great restaurant with great burgers.
He goes. What'd you try to do? Figure out how to ruin a burger? So go buy your Hockman burgers, Joe. I appreciate you playing along. No, I'm just teasing. It's not for everyone. It's not for everyone.
Hawk, I have a milkshake, and I went like normal. You know.
I mean, listen, I've raved about the Joe Zagacki milkshake for 10 years on this damn show. I give you one chance to sell the Hockman burger. You're like, oh, what are they doing? Food poisoning next?
Let's skip that.
Well, that's your own damn fault.
I love
Put your
Joe.
Foot down.
No,
Why don't you call it a crap burger?
Let me ask you this. How's it doing on the menu?
Hey, how's Williamson Cadillac doing, Joe? They blowing the doors off that place?
Well. Well, now you ask, if you want the best customer service, Williamson Cadillac. Drive it to Tucker Duke and get a Hockman burger.
Hawk came in today ready for violence. I'm telling you, he's been doing it all day long.
Hawk, do you want to revisit the ingredients in the Joe Z milkshake? Because I just brought them up here right now.
Oh, what is it? Diarrhea, corn niblets.
Listen, if you're going to have something named after yourself, it's well protected. You can't go wrong with vanilla ice cream.
What's in there? COVID, SARS virus.
I'm a badass on that.
Hot fudge and vanilla. Glad you asked.
You want to rip Don Bailey flooring before you leave today, Joe?
No, I have lots of Don Bailey flooring in my house.
I do too, Joe.
Just teasing.
I have both wood and tile.
Invitation rescinded for tomorrow, Joe. Invitation rescinded. Listen to Joe Saturday. Game is 7:30?
Well, yeah, it's like 7:44 is kickoff, so We'll be ready.
Pregame starts at 3 p.m. on this radio station. We love you, Joe. I'm just goofing around with you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. Pina Colada song.
See it. Joe's like, I'm a hero. I'm a hero. And then all of a sudden, I went at him with the full force of everything I know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.